Thank you for using this Soul Care Research product. We do hope it helps you. Before we begin, we'd like to mention that this product has been developed for your private use, not within a group setting, nor as a substitute for meeting with your Christian counselor. Products received from anywhere other than a Soul Care Research licensed counselor are illegal copies. This is considered stealing and illegal by the laws of man and unjust by the laws of God, as stated in the Sixth Commandment found in Exodus chapter 20, "You shall not steal." Stealing this product harms our financial means to take care of our families and our ability to give to the work of God. Please don't do it. Thank you. Your session uses our FaithWorks method of personal encounter with God. We call it PRAY. The word PRAY is an acronym for some of the sections that follow. P represents praise, R represents review, A represents ask, and Y represents yield. This portion of your encounter is then followed by a period of meditation and renewal. You'll be guided step by step throughout the entire time. You'll receive the best experience by remaining calm, in a comfortable position, undistracted, and breathing deeply. This will help you to rest well and arise refreshed. Now relax and be renewed in your experience with God. Part 1. Praise. The Bible teaches us that God is all-sufficient. He is omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent, everywhere at once. Simply put, God does not need anything. That includes our praise to Him. He doesn't tell us to offer praise because He needs it. He tells us to offer praise because praise refocuses us on Him, and He knows that is what we really need. Praise transforms us. Psalm 150, as well as many other places in the Bible, tell us to praise God, not only because He is worthy of all praise, but also because it is an act of submission to Him, and it helps us remember that He is able to meet our every need. The following is one way that you might praise Him while you are yet still in the midst of your difficulties. Following that, you'll have the opportunity to offer praise to God in your own words. Father, I praise You because it was You who made me, and it's You who knows and understands completely my mind and body. You know how I struggle with food and eating, and You know exactly why. I praise You because Your word says that I am awesomely and wonderfully made. I praise You because I know You have the answers. I give You all my praise and worship because You are my God, my Savior, and the one who can redeem me from every thought, word, and action that would serve to harm me and cause me to become less than the person You created me to be. You are my answer, and You are worthy of all praise. Amen. Now, as the music continues, in your own words, offer praise to God. If you finish before the background music completes, simply remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to the next step of our encounter. You should begin offering praise to God now. Part 2, Review. Because we can deceive ourselves, deny our part in wrongdoing, or even forget our offenses to God, we need to submit to the Holy Spirit's examination of our own soul. David in Psalm 139 asked the Lord to search his heart, and John 16 tells us that the Holy Spirit will guide us to truth. The following is an example of how you might ask Him to guide you in the review of your thoughts, words, and actions. Afterward, you'll have a chance to ask the Holy Spirit yourself. Holy Spirit, search me and help me review my thoughts and my words and my deeds. God, show me if I have sinned. Help me to fully know if there is something I may have done and still do that brings into my life this obsession that works to ruin me. Reveal to me anything that I must know, and give me strength to repent if repentance is needed. I want to live in beautiful balance and wholeness before you, Lord. I want to live as you have planned for me to live. Help me to do what is right in your eyes. Amen. For the next few moments, the music will continue, and you should ask the Holy Spirit to search you. If He brings any sin to mind, then offer Him repentance, and do accept that the Lord has forgiven you. If you finish before the background music is over, continue to rest. You should ask the Holy Spirit to search you now. Part 3. Ask. It is right to ask God for the help you need. Matthew 21 and Luke 11 are just a couple of the multiple instances when Jesus Himself encouraged us to ask as we have need. And in John chapter 17, Jesus prayed for His own disciples, asking His Father to help them. Remember that many of us, as imperfect parents, do our best to take care of our children. But the Lord is a perfect parent. He knows exactly all your needs and is the only one able to completely meet every need you will ever have. Here is just one way of asking God for His help, and in just a moment, you'll have the opportunity to ask Him in your own words. Jesus, courageous and competent people of yours have proven that it is possible to suffer with a food and eating disorder. I don't want that. But it seems that I can be obsessive and even desperate regarding eating. People have said that it's possible for someone like me to have a distorted image of myself and to have fears like being less than perfect, or of being out of control or fear of failure or rejection, or simply fearful of being overweight. I've heard that it's possible that my actions can cause my body great harm, and even bring to me emotional problems. I need your help, Lord. I can't just make it right without you. I'm frightened at times, and sometimes I find it difficult to admit my problem. It's hard for me to believe that things can change. Father, I need faith. I don't want to feel helpless or frustrated, angry or afraid. I want to overcome this. Please help me. Help me to discover what is ideal for my body. Help me to be willing to let trusted people help me find what is at the root of this problem and to solve it. Amen. As the music continues, ask the Lord for His help and know that He enjoys taking care of you. If you finish before the background music completes, remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to our next step. You should begin now by asking God for His help with your needs. Part 4. Yield. This is your opportunity to yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. Psalms 95 and 107 are just two of many portions of the Bible where we are told to give thanks to our God. Proverbs chapter 3 teaches us to trust Him with all our heart, and John chapter 14 tells us that if we love the Lord, we will be obedient to Him. Here is a prayer of gratitude, trust, and obedience. After that, you'll have the chance to do this yourself. Lord, thank you for never leaving me, even when I am at my lowest and feeling that I'll never be right. I know you will help me if I just come to you, obey your word, and learn to trust those who you have put in my life that can help me. I am now determining to be thankful to you, even when I am down. I determine to trust you, Lord, even when I am overwhelmed with this eating problem and don't feel like doing what is right for me. I will set my mind on obedience to your word. You created me, and you have made it possible that I can win over this affliction. I yield to you now my whole self. I trust you, Lord. Amen. For the next few minutes, yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. If you are done before the music finishes, remain relaxed. In a little while, we will begin the meditation portion of our encounter with God. Part 5, Meditation. In a moment, we will repeat portions of Scripture to allow you time to listen, meditate, and absorb the comfort of God's Word. This will also help you to remember God's thoughts about your particular area of struggle. In an effort to help the greatest number of people in a general listening audience, this reading is a paraphrased blend of 7 respected translations and 2 accepted paraphrases of the Holy Bible. Now relax again and let the Word of God strengthen you. The passages are Proverbs 23:2, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 12 and 13a, 1 Corinthians 10:13, and Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Control yourself if you have a big appetite or are given to gluttony. You see, I am permitted to do as I like, as long as Christ has not forbidden it. But not all things are good for me to do. So even if I'm allowed to do these things, I won't do them if I think they can get such a grip on me that it will not be easy for me to stop later if I want to stop. As an example, consider eating. It is God who has given us an appetite for food and our stomachs to digest the food, but that doesn't mean we should eat more food than we need to eat. Truly, there isn't any temptation that you've had that's unusual or uncommon to people. God, who faithfully keeps His promises, won't allow you to be tempted beyond your power to resist. But when you're tempted, He will also give you the ability to endure the temptation, and that creates your way of escape. And don't forget, you can do all things through Jesus, because He strengthens you. Part 6, Renewal. During this time you have praised, reviewed, and repented if necessary. You've asked and you have yielded to God your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. And you have meditated on Scripture as well. All of the things you have done are commands God has given us in Scripture. He doesn't command us because He somehow enjoys giving orders. He gives these commands out of His love for us, because He knows that when we follow His commands, it results in our own good. And He does want good for you. You should take some encouragement now that in this time you have been faithful and obedient to the Lord. Also, we'd like to suggest that you memorize one of the portions of Scripture used in this session, or another verse you find helpful for your particular area of difficulty. The music will continue now. It is similar to what you would hear as a soundtrack to a movie. So during this time, you may want to imagine yourself in a favorite scene from the Bible, such as when Jesus fed the 5,000, or when He welcomed the little children when they came to Him, or perhaps sitting at His feet on a hillside as He teaches the disciples. In addition, or as an alternative, you can use this time to express to God in your own way your love for Him. When you've finished, spend the remaining time by simply resting in the Lord's presence. And remember, Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, "I will be with you always." May the Lord bless you.
she touched the hem of his garment, that's all she had to do. Sovereign Lord, how faithful you are, hear my cry, O Lord, deliver me from bondage. There's a bond within my flesh, only you can remove. And with this 1% of faith, 99 must come from you.
Stronger than the lions, oh, you are God, you are God.